Oh, definitely. That's turn off funny, that click track.
You know.
All right.
There you go.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back to She Freak Podcast. We still need to make ourselves
happy
like a
5 years of quarantine.
5 years.
Why can't I hear me? Is it coming through those?
It's the headphones.
Can I turn it down?
Yeah, you can turn it down.
It almost like...
Right, there's like an echo
effect.
Feedback? So we should have a perfect connection out here because guess what, guys? We got a router boosting our signal. We're streaming on Instagram
right now.
Yeah. So yeah, let's get into this playlist.
Podcast.
That you can go listen to on... You can listen to these playlists on our Spotify. So this is episode
four.
Playlist. All right, here we go. This... first song,
bro,
is from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh my god, are you for real?
Called A Town with an Ocean View by Anime Zing.
This is my
James sent us this.
Nice.
You can probably turn it up a teensy bit, then we can get away with it. Hi, everybody. How's everyone doing? Yes, podcast. We're recording podcasts.
PCast.
How's everyone doing out there? Are we surviving?
Dude, I want to watch this now.
Are we staying alive? Stay alive.
Yes.
Yeah, we're just going to get into some tunage that y'all sent us last Saturday. I think, I was trying to remember the theme.
Of this.
I think it was just like, what's getting out of bed? Send music. So
what song's getting you out of bed?
Sent really beautiful.
Wait, we
chill
didn't get
songs.
To add the ones I wanted.
It is Thursday. This was a long one. A lot of people
sent
songs.
I'm sad now.
It is Thursday. We're recording on random days because our
when
schedule
we're not busy.
Right now is a little bit whack, even though we're in quarantine. We're still doing like a zillion things from home here for the release of Soft Boy, which is
next
Friday.
Week. Wow.
Crazy.
All right.
So in our free moments, we're going live and recording the podcast. So this is a free moment while a video bounces down in the house.
Brought to you by...
What are we brought to you by today? Water.
We're brought to you by Pacifica Rose Water Lip Balm, 100% vegan and cruelty free.
Dude, that'd be so dope if Pacifica sponsored us.
Also Whoa. Brought to you by
Carhartt's,
and Crocs.
Michigan National.
Are you wearing any other name brand things?
No, I am not, dude.
Well,
Carhartt is the only name brand thing I'm wearing right now. So that's a laugh. How did we get off on this?
Brought to you by.
What were we talking about before then? Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like Thursday at all.
Did we go live last Thursday? I think we went live last Thursday, actually.
This just makes me want to play Final Fantasy, and now I'm sad.
Dude, it's beautiful. There's actually a lot of songs in this playlist, so I'm just going to kind of get down with the get down.
Or Kingdom Hearts by...
Right. This next song is called Glass House by... Shout out to Tenna, Machine Gun Kelly. Doesn't Tenna love Machine Gun Kelly?
Tenna does love her.
MK's. A gay emo, Tati, sent us this. She sent us the next three songs, just
I
so
love
you know.
Tati.
She's
the greatest person I know.
So yeah, it's a feature. There's a feature on the song featuring Naomi Wild.
It's been Sundays.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's been Sunday for like 5 months.
We released the podcasts on Sunday.
Oh.
But we record them on secretive days that are free. Such as right now.
Such as.
Fuck. I love you.
Eiley. I-O-Y too.
Fuck. I love you too.
B-Ro. Bro, some funny things were said today, and I can't remember anything.
Were some funny things said today?
No, okay, I'll tell you a quick
story.
The
weather has been crazy today.
Go. Last night, there was, I think it was Expedition Unknown. Does anyone know that show? With
Josh Gates.
Yeah. Anyway, they were searching for, like, dinosaur stuff, which is always really cool. And he was like, I'm gonna introduce you to my friend, Dick Mole.
Oh my God. And okay, yeah, you told me this.
He was the coolest guy ever, and I was just like, God bless him.
I would change my name.
I'm so sorry that his parents, maybe unless his name's Richard.
It's probably Richard.
You know, but like, I thought that was pretty funny. We should not have a poor connection due to poor connection. Paused.
No, it could be because of the song.
Oh.
Is it because I'm streaming music?
Probos.
Oh, lame. Anyways, this is,
I think I know this one.
Jhené Aiko, Eternal Sunshine.
Yes. Love me some Eternal old school Sunshine. Jhené.
I think this is off the new one.
Yes. Her newest record.
Right. So I'm just going to hit end real quick.
I want to say I could be wrong that she sang this with her daughter.
She has a daughter?
Yep, she has a daughter. She's probably like eight or ten, like in that range.
Really?
Yep, she had.
I had no idea.
Yep, she's a mama.
I did not know that. Wow, my mind is just kind of like, whew, right now. That's adorable.
Yes, very precious.
That's extremely precious. Wow, yeah. I had no idea.
I will do my research. I think, and like if I'm off, that's 100% fine. But she.
Correct us if we're wrong.
You know Omarion?
Yes.
Not Omarion. The other guy. Shit. Oh, man, I wish I had someone else.
From Sister Sister?
Same group of people. Like, I can't. I was like, what's on your hand? It's your tattoo.
It's my tattoo. LOL.
Nah, it's all right. I'll figure it out. Okay. So then you can. There's video of it, though. Like,
her singing with her daughter?
Yeah, it's. It was beautiful.
Aww.
Beautiful. I think she wrote this song for her.
That's
either this one or another one. I don't know enough these days, but
that's okay. Speculation, but it's not speculation. It's just a thought.
Yes, it's just
not spreading. Just questions. Is this true or not?
Is this true? It's not fake news. I know for sure because I saw it. But like,
I saw it on the internet, so it's true.
I'm not 100% accurate on the details. It's all right.
We're downloading the playlist right now so we can go back to
live. Nice.
So, yeah, we're talking about music. The weather has been insane today.
Yeah.
I know I said that. It has been literally going between raining, snowing, sleeting, hailing with sunshine in between.
Which it has been beautiful, but it has kicked my ass.
Oh, it's crazy.
I am so tired today.
I saw a video, that video that Tenna posted last night in her story.
Yeah, dude. I was like,
I was scared. I'm sure they were scared. Like, hail. It was probably, half inch?
Yeah, dude.
Looked like a bite.
About
a half inch.
A half inch.
It was pretty massive for Indiana.
Dude, Indiana.
But Indiana gets crazy weather, too. Like, it can be crazier than Michigan sometimes.
Dude.
Just on a different level, which is funny.
Dude, Indiana in the summer. I feel like I know Indiana in the summer better than I do Michigan at this point.
Well, that's when we normally go down. Like, it's just as cold down there as it gets up here. Like, that's for sure. In the wintertime and whatnot. But, like,
I'll never forget.
Oh, no.
I don't know when it was, but we were in
the
studio.
That's an adorable song.
Absolutely.
This next one is called Contaminated by Banks.
Nice. I love Banks.
I don't know enough about the majority of these artists. It makes me feel
That's all right.
Uneducated in modern music. But it's all right.
I don't know when and or how I discovered Banks.
Yeah.
But it was for the album that's Black and Red, and the song Goddess is on it.
Goddess.
And,
I am a goddess.
Fucking with the goddess and you know you can't. My brain's not working.
That's alright.
I know everything.
But that's the song?
Yeah.
That's how the song goes?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I got a mom with this chip on your shoulder.
I'm going to try not to sniffle in the microphone.
Yo, it's hard. I'm trying not to chew my gum
really
in the microphone. No, Banks is really good.
Oh, gosh. We've gotten sent several of her songs before. So
don't you remember the Bone
peeps dig it.
During for the new stuff, Bone was like, wow, this reminds me of Banks, and he pulled up that song shit. And I was like, oh wow, that's tight.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a compliment, I guess.
You know, Bri's got the good gems on lock.
Yeah.
He was in my dream last night.
No way. Yeah, were we recording or something?
We were in some big-ass finished house.
Yeah.
He was really happy. And Gabby was braiding my hair.
Aww.
And we were just sitting at this beautiful outside, like, island. Yeah. Overlooking water, like, the ocean. I don't know if it was the ocean. It was tight.
That sounds adorable. I was for it.
Absolutely.
I was for it.
Maybe Gabby was, like, doing our hair for, like, promos or...
Aww. That would be so much fun.
Dude, like, absolutely.
I wish and hope.
I hope we can do that. Yes.
One day.
It'd be nice to not have to do it ourselves one day.
Yeah,
it always takes Jesse and I twice as long, if not three times as long, because we do our own hair and makeup.
Obs.
And then if we don't do it the night before, we have to come out and set everything, test lighting, test shots. Freaking.
Dude, it's wild.
Adjust things beyond, and then, like, not even to get into video.
Well, it's like, yeah, you have to set it up, get the right angle, get the lighting test shot.
Yeah.
And then, like, get the camera angle, and then...
And because camera angles are always different, because Jesse and I are, like, two inch different.
It's like, well, yeah, we're 2 inches... Well, no, we're 3 inches different in height.
Oh, balls.
But, like, then it depends on, like, what color clothing you're wearing.
Yeah, we have had the most trouble because, like, the last few things we've done photos for and or video for, I've worn light colors, so everything has been a lot more bright, whereas Jesse's worn darker colors.
See, the thing that is funny is that... When,
but Jesse's a vampire and I'm
I'm very pale
Asian, so I'm just, you know, kind of tan all the time.
But yeah, it's the lighting has been a challenge, like, based on colors. And we're back on live.
This is a nice, like, you know, you can just kind of put it on and vibe out.
Right. Hold down. Sorry, I'm typing.
That's cool.
Right now.
I'm watching Jesse type.
Pin it. There we go. Got it. Just so the people who are coming into the live know what's going on. We are recording episode 4 of She Freak.
I wish everyone could see it. I'm wearing a really fluffy lavender teddy bear jacket that Jesse got me for Christmas.
Dude, I scored on that jacket. If you're live streaming with us.
And I'm actually wearing a scrunchie that's lavender as well. My hair is disgusting.
Song. I sent us this song. This is Love Me Now by NCT127.
I love.
The whole new record. Don't do that again to us. I'm sorry. We were... I was downloading the playlist on my phone, so it wasn't sucking Wi-Fi juice. How's our connection? It should be a lot better.
Wi-Fi juice.
Hopefully.
NCT is my best friend's K-pop group.
My best friend's K-pop group.
Mark Lee is my best friend.
Dude, that kid is probably one of my favorite kids on the planet. And I can call him a kid. Because I'm older than him.
He's a child. He just turned 20.
Right?
Did he not?
Or is he 21 now? Is Mark Lee 21 now?
That's scary if
that
he is.
That terrifies me.
I don't think so. Mark will always be like 5 years old.
See, NTC127 has moments where they do these amazing songs like this where just like, I don't even know, like pop-driven melodies that just soar in like that groove, and then they do really experimental stuff, which is cool, and then they do really like nasty rap stuff, which is always fun.
I love NCT.
Dude.
127.
NCTU, NCT Dream. When we first found out about NCT, I was very confused. about how they operated.
Yeah.
Because there's, like, units. There's technically, like, what is it, 20-some guys in NCT.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Well, what did they, when they did Black on Black?
Yes.
Did they just call that NCT?
I think so.
Like,
or was
just
that a
NCT?
NCT, was that technically a unit?
I don't know.
I think it was straight NCT.
They did a, like, full group performance song with Black on Black and something else. Shit rocked my world.
How was it to love me now? When Haechan does that, it's not there yet, but we'll get it there.
We'll tell you.
But yeah, there's like 20-some guys in the entire group, and then within those 20, they're split into units. So there's NCT 127, which is like the main unit, NCT Dream, which is like the 19 and under kids, the babies, and then there's NCT U, which fluctuates. It's constantly changing between... Right. Members from 127, members from Dream, and Wavy now. Technically,
what
Wavy
the
is
yeah,
an NCT.
Wavy is NCT China group.
Yes.
All the
Chinese
from
members.
China.
So yeah, it's crazy. K-pop.
Lucas
is amazing. And intricate, and well thought out, and beautiful, and all that jazz.
Bro, I wish I was a boy, so I could be. There it is. There it is.
Hey, Chan, full sun. Amazing.
Biggest baby ever.
So good. So good. Hi, everyone joining the chat. You guys are incredible. Thank you.
That's nice.
How's everyone hanging out in Instagram land?
Dude, the full moon kept me up all night last night.
Dude.
I could not sleep.
Sorry.
Oh,
whoa, bro.
I was stopping myself from spinning.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want to spin.
No. I was just turning.
I didn't know you were
leaning on it.
Spin out.
Yeah. What's next?
You know,
so, full moon.
Full moon. Yeah, full moon.
All right. This song is called King of Shadow by Kat Cunning.
All right.
Who sent us this? Who sent us this? Bad decisions _ and then it cuts off. I do apologize.
Oh.
Because it only gives me a tiny preview. Bad decisions _ ... It cuts off. Yeah, I've never heard of this artist before.
I don't think I have.
But everyone sent some really chill, nice songs to jam to.
Good.
Yeah. I was going to say something and then I forgot. Crap. This isn't very entertaining so far,
no,
is
it's
it?
It's such a tired day.
It has been. Well, this weather has just been wild.
Bro.
Dude, the weather sucks it out of you when it's that drastic.
Like, I had to take a Claritin.
I took a Claritin, too.
Because sinuses.
Yeah.
I don't deal with that shit. But I guess
you
I do
normally
now.
Don't. Allergies are not a thing for you. They never were a thing for you.
I have different kinds of allergies, like food and maybe skin allergies, but like not so much like
eyes,
sinus,
nose, throat.
Eyes. Yeah, ears.
Right. That was always what I was going to the doctor for when I was a kid.
Yeah. Jesse was a delicate child.
I was a delicate child.
Always on antibiotics and had tubes in her ears and
twice
freaking
right everything that is over the counter now was a prescription.
Yeah.
Like
such
every
as
allergy medicine ever I tried in its like prescription form and it never worked for me. I had such a bad immune system as a kid.
Bro.
So like because I had been on antibiotics a lot. Because
you weren't vegan then.
It's because I wasn't vegan. I am vegan now. And when you're vegan, you normally don't get sick. You don't get, like,
not
weird.
Not as much. No.
Garbage. Which Nikki made us a bomb-ass, like, soup, stew thing
it's
tonight.
Called,
it was amazing.
It's called Immune Boost Green Soup.
Yes. We were gonna, our mom was like, you should post this recipe.
I wrote it all down, and because I'm gonna revise it and give instructions. I literally look up recipes, look at everything, and then I'm just like, I add maybe one or two of the same ingredients and add everything else that I think will be better.
Right, because, like, the beautiful thing about a recipe is, like, you don't necessarily have to follow it perfectly.
Right. It's more or less for, like, measurements of, right, like, water to veg or whatever. But right, honestly, it was kind of like...
This is a cool song.
Keep we going. Had spinach that was ready it to be needed starting to be eaten. Getting, you know, that too spinachy.
Right.
And so...
You are too spinachy for me right now. I need to eat you.
Roast it or let everything steep in a stew and then pureed it. Blitzed it with the food pro... No. What's it called? Immersion blender.
Yeah, our immersion blender. Yeah. And we just blended it all up. And we ate
it's
it.
This Spanish.
Is in Spanish.
All right.
Okay, I'm pulling out no my pollo. High school Spanish.
No pollo.
For this. This song is called Mañana Olvidaré by Natalia Lafourcade. God, I hope that's right.
All right.
Who sent us this?
Sounds very gentle.
Burn, I think it's supposed to be burn out 07, but out is with a zero.
Sick.
Burn zero UT 07. Burn out 07.
Nice.
So yeah, if you guys don't know, those of you who are watching right now, we build playlists with you every Saturday. And then we listen to those playlists live with you, like right now, on Instagram. And we record them and we upload them as a podcast every Sunday, like podcast people are listening to right now.
Podcast people.
I never thought I would PCP. Be a podcast person.
Oh.
I don't really listen to podcasts. But
the last
we make them.
Podcast I listened to genuinely, like, sat down and listened to because I was ready to have, like, a mental breakdown, yeah, was Heavy Mental.
Heavy Mental.
Where Reese talked about health anxiety,
yeah,
that I was struggling with but had no idea was a real thing.
Right.
And so hearing someone talk about how your fear of... Oh God, I have a cough.
Kind
Let
of
me
like
Google these symptoms
right.
and shit. Now I might have like cancer in my throat and I'm gonna die and
right.
all that kinds of crazy stuff. But like, it's just your brain playing tricks on you 90% of the time.
Yeah, a lot of it is psychological battle
and learning to just kind of. His whole thing, he did, like, an inner dialogue thing with, like, different voices. And
nice.
I thought it was going to be super cheese, but it was so, like, accurate to the way that my brain works.
Yeah.
When something feels off, and it's like, you're going to die, bitch.
Right.
And he's just
oh
like, no,
God.
Keep calm. Like, calm down. You're
right.
fucking fine.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure health anxiety is at a...
All-time high.
Right now. So just, talk yourself through it. You'll be okay. Unless you're showing like serious signs of.
Yeah.
You know.
Always take into consideration your environment and or the weather.
Yes.
Because every day, like seriously, there's
it
been
fluctuates,
like.
Fluctuates.
You know.
Fluctuates so much.
Maybe some congestion. Maybe a scratchy throat.
Right. If it's dry. If it's
right.
humid. If it's raining,
and
if
you
it's
know,
not raining, like, oh my God.
If it's dry in your house and you can get away with it, just put a pot of water on your stove with a little dash of salt and let the steam just, like, fill your house or apartment. It helps loads.
Right, it's like a makeshift humidifier.
You can always put essential oils or a cinnamon stick
yes.
or powdered ginger, anything, just nice little... Little things.
Right, to keep some vapors
yeah.
going through your house
yes.
or apartment or wherever.
Yep.
So it's you're not like killing yourself with dryness.
Yeah.
This is Vacations.
Cute.
The name of the song is called Relax.
Absolutely.
Which is great. I was like, this is a great song. _D.slam_ sent us this. Thank
this
you.
Space slam.
I remember listening to the preview when I posted it in our story. I was like, this is so
you know what?
Chill right now.
You know what
I
fucking
it.
See right now?
What?
A slow-mo montage of like Andy Brinker and his friends skating through downtown Cali. They're in California, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Where is it specifically? I know
they say it, but I don't remember at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I feel.
Wow.
Like so deep.
Ooh.
Sick.
Nice.
Do you remember all their names?
Oh,
Andy.
Gabriella.
Gabby. Is Brian, one of them Brian, and like Cody or something?
I don't remember the other two dudes' name. I remember
looking and staring.
Yes.
Staring and
Jordy.
Jordy?
Jordy.
Is he that one?
Yes.
And then the other one who's kind of...
He's in So Weird. He was in So Weird. I think his real name is Patrick. I don't think that was his name in the movie. Oh boy, we're going to have to look this up.
Absolutely.
Who can name all the characters from Brink?
Yeah.
Go. I need a drink of water. It's dry in here because we have our heater on.
I saw that 25 years ago today, a Goofy movie came out.
Wow!
And Jesse and I was like, I go, is there anywhere to stream it? And she goes, yeah, I have it on tape. And I was like, all right. Leaning Tower of Chista, let's do it.
Power line, let's go.
No, that's funny. I'm pretty sure. I swear we have that.
Well,
on
yeah,
because
mom and dad fucking got it for us when we were like five
Children.
Years old at the old house.
Right.
Christmas morning. And we were singing.
Right. The actual song from that Powerline sings.
Yes.
From a Goofy movie.
A Goofy movie.
A Goofy. This song is called Fly by Devin Townsend Project. Who sent us this one?
All right.
Ian Swabby sent us this.
Yo, Ian.
What's up, Ian?
Cool kid who drums.
It sounded really nice in the preview. I do remember that.
Yo, I heard this.
Yeah.
And it sounded like, let me slide.
Oh, shit.
That
yeah.
Kind of that guitar part. I was like, oh, my God, someone sent us Robbie P.
Is that, dude, I would be floored if that was actually on Instagram to send.
It's probably not. I don't know what it would be under.
Because, well, no, it would be, actually, that's on the soundtrack,
yeah,
right?
It is.
So it would be on that, then.
I was damned by light, all around it.
Dude.
Spoken with a man.
This is what it reminded me.
Walk on over into a bitter shade. I will wrap you in my arms.
Oh.
And let me sigh. Hey.
Yeah. Except Robbie P has a very unique voice.
Bro, I just tried to do it like him. Probs not, but like.
Right, a voice that you cannot mimic, that I would never ever imagine coming out of him.
Dude,
but it
and
does,
you know
and
what's
amazing.
Funny?
What?
I still somewhere have downloads of stuff of just the audio of him playing in like pubs over in England.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, and it's some of the
videos?
Best stuff, yeah. Like terrible audio, but some of the best songs. Like, this is beautiful.
It is, it's really nice.
I'm here for it. Who
Very
else
nice.
Hasn't washed their hair in 5 days?
Hasn't been five for me.
Because healthy.
It's been... What's today? Thursday. Last time I washed my hair was... Sunday. Maybe? I don't know.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Maybe Monday?
3 days?
When did we shoot? When was the last time we shot?
Yesterday?
No. Like, shot.
For the... Whatever,
yeah.
When we did that.
Yeah.
2 days
Ooh,
ago?
Secret things. When we did whatever, that.
You're lucky I almost just, like, said it.
Oh, dude.
When we did the that. Yeah.
When did we do that? Sunday? Saturday?
Bro, we've done so much shit.
I know. I have it in my bullet journal.
Like, sometimes double down days.
So, yeah. The beautiful thing in all this craziness is, for us anyway... you can let us know the beauty that this situation has given to you all, being in lockdown and in quarantine. We've been able to do all the things that we wanted to do, but never really had time to do. Like, building our YouTube channel, putting out content, like, all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know what is going on. They must be, like, slamming on the connection or something, because...
Maybe they're letting the dogs in and out.
Or it's getting blown about out there, because I don't know what's happening to our internet. Of course, when we say, oh, it's perfect out here now, it completely fucks itself up.
It's all right. No, it's kind of crazy how this is going to put us into a routine of hopefully having a quicker edit system, like, science down.
Right.
So that we can continue doing stuff like this when it all breaks and there is peace in the land because, you know, it'll come.
Peace in the land.
I've read about it in lots of books.
I read about
it. I've seen it in visions. People don't believe me. But, you know, I have dreams.
Nikki has wild dreams. Just saying.
Well, it's so weird because, like, dude, our parents watch the weirdest shit on TV. Feel me? And I'm always like, this is scary. One night, my mom was watching something about people who had premonitions of, like, crazy things that happened. Like, crazy accidents and stuff that happened in America.
Ooh, yikes.
And I was just like, I've had dreams of things that have happened.
Yeah.
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 Not necessarily tragic things.
But, like, you've dreamed it and it's happened?
Yeah. Why do I...
She looks so familiar. This is I Wasn't Enough for You by Holland.
All right.
She looks so familiar in this picture.
She looks like Jennifer Lawrence from right here.
T sent us this as well.
Nice.
So, yeah. Just trying to re-put out the notification to the people. Because we were doing really well on the IG. There's T!
Tati!
T, we're playing one of your songs that you sent in.
Yeah.
What's up? We'll get this rolling again, fam.
Right.
Our connection should be awesome.
Should be.
We have a router booster majigger thingy right here. So...
Hi, Chi.
Should be popping. Okay, who is Holland? Has she been on something? I swear to God, I know her face.
Maybe.
She looks very familiar.
Maybe she's been... She's not like a...
Are there like bios and crap? Actually, I can't go. My internet's turned off on my... phone.
Well, if you go to the artist page,
right,
you know?
I'll do that later. But her picture looks extremely familiar.
Bruh.
Like, was she on, like...
I support
the antics.
Antics. I thought that said antiques.
Was she on, like, I don't know, American Idol or The Voice or something. I don't know. She just looks really familiar.
Maybe she was.
I don't know.
I was going to say, was she a Disney star? Disney Channel star?
Oh. Anything like that. The name sounds really familiar, too. Like, I swear. I know her from something.
It's a cool name for a girl.
It is a really cool name.
If that's her name.
I think it
Wait,
is.
Wait, is this a cover? This isn't a cover, is it?
If I move my phone, it might get all like, whoosh. But I'll show you her picture. Maybe you'll recognize her. Doesn't she look really familiar?
Yes. Well, she looks like Olivia Holt, too.
Oh.
That's who she looks like.
Driving me crazy. I'll go inside and look it up.
We'll do some research. I like looking up artists and finding out about them.
Yes. It's like a pastime.
Yes.
A past time. Awesome.
I even look up artists I don't like and be like, just so I can, if I need to
if
talk about
If I don't like
them,
you.
If I need to talk about them, I know
I'm
what I'm gonna talking about.
I'm going to have the facts.
Excuse me.
This is, by the way, I think this is one of the greatest song titles in our generation.
Oh, yes.
This is called Jesus Christ 2005 God Bless America by the 1975.
Yo.
And... Wow.
Like, at first I was like, oh, another acoustic song by the 75 gang. And then I was like, oh, wait, nope, it's that kind of acoustic song.
Yep, Maddie goes there.
Maddie goes there. I remember watching him play this on a live before they released it. Yeah.
He's so nice.
He's so nice.
I'm in love with Jesus Christ. He's so nice.
Right? I don't know what's going on with our connection here.
All these songs are so chill. I just keep sinking further into my chair. Right? And just like, I'm going to disappear real fast.
It's like that was the vibe of the entire playlist, I guess, was sending, you know, songs to wake up to, I suppose.
This would if be a someone great put song this on, I might just roll back over and fall back asleep.
Fall back asleep. You know. It's a great song. I love the 1975.
Absolutely.
With a dear, fervent passion.
Fervent love.
Oh, we're back. I don't know why it keeps popping in and out. See, until we have this officially, like, official, we're running official. An Ethernet cable from our studio space here to our house that is, like, 50 feet away.
So this is how close Josh and Ollie live from to, yes. Like, literally?
Yes.
Here I'm thinking it yes. was, like, you know, a neighborhood away
so
from each other.
So it's out in the elements, and the weather has been, like, terrible today. And not to mention, if there's a door slammed on the cable right now, yeah. cutting it, I'm going to be very upset.
You know.
So.
That's cool. I want more soup.
Oh. I love that line. If we come back as trees...
Can I be the leaves? Absolutely.
I love it.
That'd be a great tattoo.
It would be. Hi. Oh my gosh, Shelby.
Oh my lord, Shelby.
Gosu Senpai, did you change your
she
name?
She changed her handle and I got so
I
confused.
I can see your tiny little picture. That is you, Shelby, right?
Oh, we miss
you too. How are you doing? Are you staying safe wherever you are?
Cool,
hope everyone.
Senpai.
Okay. I remember when I made that card for you. For
fucking Shishomaru.
The guy who does the voice stuff. And at first he wanted me to put senpai in it, and then you told me not to because you thought you might cringe giving it to him. So that's how I remembered when I saw senpai.
Cute. Senpai.
Downing wine.
Yeah.
You know, we'll get through this one way or another.
Absolutely.
One way or another, man. We're watching K-dramas.
Dude, living through K-dramas.
He loves it. He has it in his... That's so awesome. That's so awesome.
Fire PETA.
So yeah, for the peeps who don't know, I have an Etsy shop that makes cards, and I made a custom card for our dear friend Shelby to give to for all the anime peoples out there, the voice of Shishomaru.
Yes.
From Inuyasha.
There you go.
Oh, I got it right. And he does a lot of other voices for popular cartoons. She got to meet him and stuff. And I made a card for her to give to him, which was exciting. It was like a super fun card to make.
I vaguely remember it.
He plays the voice of a Transformer, right? In one of the cartoons.
Oh.
Because I did, like, all his characters in the card.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I also do graphic design. All our logo shit's done by me.
You know.
All the artwork's done by either me or Nika.
He bought me ramen.
That's cool.
Nika?
Nika. He bought you ramen in California? That's amazing. It is a little dangerous.
Ramyun.
I won't say that again.
I love ramyun.
Okay, this song sounded awesome.
I'm here for it already.
I know, dude. I heard the preview of it, and I was like, whoa, here for this. This is Roland, apostrophe at the end. No G. Roland Stone.
Oh, he pretty.
By Kyle Lux. And when I heard this preview, I was like, whoa, shit, this is tight. See, okay, Alorial.whatever always sends great
fire
Peter,
babe.
Songs, okay?
I'm
just
gonna look this up
saying.
Right now.
Love it. Love it. Megatron in Beast Wars and Optimus Prime in the new one.
Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, I remember. Yep, I did all the characters in the card. This song is awesome.
What's his name? Kyle?
Kyle Lux. L-U-X. Loved it. When I heard the preview, I was like, oh, yes. This is going to be a good one. Very good one.
No service. It says my phone has no service. That's some bullshit.
I don't know what is going on with our internet right now. Lord have mercy. It's supposed to be working.
It says I'm connected working. And everything.
Their connection is balls.
We our say connection that is balls. Too much. I blame it on Brittany.
She balls.
Just goes balls all the time.
She does.
And I'm like, whether something's good or bad, I'll be like,
don't
balls.
Read that.
Their connection late. Is balls.
Bro,
I'll read it out
know.
Loud.
What the fuck we need to do. This cable needs to get buried in the ground. That's what needs to happen. So it's not getting crushed and exposed to the elements. Which, hopefully, we're going to be able to do it this weekend. We just wanted to test it out and make sure it was going to work today. So, apologies.
This is how I want all my music to sound.
Tell Brian. I can't make it sound like this.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
With
like,
the
vibes.
And the... I like this.
It's really good.
I am going to invest in this. This human
yes,
being.
A loyal dot whatever. Always sends great tunages. Is it just cutting in and out? Like, I don't even know what it's doing. I'm trying to pay attention to our little Wi-Fi signal up here, and it just keeps, like, disappearing and then coming back. But it's going batshit crazy on the actual router right now.
Like,
you know, the lights are going all over the place. I could show you.
I can show. It's okay.
But I don't know what the deal
the
is.
The lights look like a rave show, essentially.
They're going, like, crazy, okay? So I don't know what's happening. We're trying our best. Okay, this is so funny.
Lol.
I, not that I forgot how good this song is, but, bro. Like, it kept popping up on YouTube in my, like, playlist. This is Autumn Leaves by BTS off of The Most Beautiful Moment. And... not that I forgot. I would just, it was brought to my remembrance how fucking good this song is.
Yes.
It is amazing. And you know, this song is a lot of fun to play on Superstar BTS.
Oh, bro, that was like such a time there
which
for a little bit.
I need to just get back into playing because it's really fun. It just kind of gives me headaches when I play it because it's essentially, think of it for those of you who are not into K-pop, which I know is pretty much the majority of you.
Yes.
It's a phone game, kind of like Guitar Hero, and you just use your thumbs to kind of like hit the beat, hit the notes, that the melody of the songs or whatever. And it's really fun to play on it. I got really good at it. I could play it on like hard. And what's funny is this chorus is so good. That's not what's funny though. Is I sent Autumn Leaves,
baby, you
and then you sent Spring Day. So Spring Day is gonna play after this.
Sick times, bro.
So I just think that it is really funny.
Yeah.
Nina listens to Spring Day every day.
Good for her.
At one point every day.
Shit, man. Balls. We still need to email Nina.
All right. Nina,
if you're
on YouTube. Her YouTube is Oh No Nina. And
whoops,
she's
like glasses.
The most gentle, beautiful creature. I don't even know how I found her on YouTube. She just
probably just K-pop stuff.
No, she... I found Nina when... usually, like, if I shower, Jesse will watch something specific.
Right.
Which, as of recent, it's been videos of somebody who
walks
through
it's
Korea.
It's called Soul Walker.
Which
go
is beautiful
it. It's
shit.
Awesome.
But I found Nina, and I just thought she was really talented and cool and goofy. And she actually reminds me of my sister, Jesse.
Wow.
Because
I guess our brains works in similar ways.
You just react to things in the same way. And so even though she's younger than me, I love Nina. She's cool.
No, she's cool.
She's a sweet
person. I didn't get it at first, but I completely understand now.
Like, I'd be nervous if she was at a K-pop show and like
to go say hi to her.
Yeah, dude, I'd be like, I can't do this. Whereas she'd be like, I don't speak. Bye.
That's amazing.
Socially awkward people connecting with socially awkward people.
I am a socially awkward person. Always have been. Always will
unless
be.
Unless we're playing shows, then I have the upper hand. Cause
I'm still awkward though. This song is so good. Okay, I'm gonna keep going because there's still a lot of songs to get through.
Yeah, it's been 45 minutes.
This is the Queen, Spring Day. Actually, though, people do say that Blood, Sweat, and Tears is the Queen.
I will argue. Maybe. You can listen to this song any time of your life if you're sad or happy, whereas you can't listen to Blood, Sweat, and Tears if you're sad. You listen to Blood, Sweat, and Tears to get sad, and then you listen to fucking Spring Day to cry about it.
That would be a correct analogy.
That can be the tagline for this shit.
I should write that down. Nobody will understand that except K-pop people such
can
as ourselves.
Can I just be this lazy and keep my mic right there?
Oh my god.
I mean, I guess it's picking it up.
I hope so.
I mean, that mic will pick
it's
it
like
up too.
It's like a lapel mic.
Can I just be...
I have the mic just laying on my chest.
Nope, never mind. Mine won't work. So yeah, the first time... I saw this video. I probably cried. I cried to several of their music videos watching them for the first time.
I get teary-eyed and really hot to every video. Not in that kind of way, just
temperature.
Like I'm overwhelmed with emotions. Hot.
Right. Hot in temperature. This music video is beautiful. Absolutely. Like, all their videos are beautiful, but Spring Day is... Wow. And it goes with the storyline of the BTS universe.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. We are at almost 50 minutes here. So yeah, go listen to Spring Day. Oh, I might skip through this one too. Apologies. Just because, well, it's Blink 182 down.
The only connection I have with Blink 182 is Sam Carter.
Right. The shoe, the underscore, shoe underscore, and then it's gone. Shin. And then it's gone.
Shin.
Because, again, I only get a preview. Hot. Ew. 50 minutes already. Yeah. We've been recording for a while here.
Fucking wow. I'm offended.
We got the... you said hot. Ew. Did you say ew?
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening. No idea. Anyways. Blink 182. Now, this is something that someone would probably hit me over.
No.
I never listened to Blink-182. I was never a pop
Rachel
punk kid.
Did,
whoops.
Though. Didn't she?
Rachel probably listened to Blink. It was Sum 41 that she was, like, obsessed with.
That's
in,
cool.
In middle school.
Everyone grows differently.
That moves when I move. You see that?
The orb?
The orb on the Instagram filter.
Nice.
So yeah, this is, I don't know if this is new, I don't know if this is old, it's Blink 182. And wasn't there like this whole argument debate that it's not 182, it's 182 or 182? Blink 182?
That just sounds dumb.
Blink 182, like NCT 127?
I've heard the name, if someone said NCT 127, I would push them to the ground. And be like, repent, you heathen. Wrong.
Oh, God.
It's all right.
It's not as,
takes me back to being like...
As I thought it would be, so...
A middle schooler.
Right. It's the smiley face with the X'd out eyes artwork.
Not like everybody ever has tattooed on them.
Right. I mean, I get it if it's a band that you connect
absolutely,
with.
Absolutely,
like,
absolutely. I'm not making fun. I'm not.
Just never connected to... The 182. Okay, cool. We've got two left here. This song is called Radiation Vibe by Fountains of Wayne and Joe Black as Night, Night with an I and an E, not in that order, sent us this.
Nice.
The preview sounded super vibey.
Bro, this sounds Brink too.
Brink. Dude, everything's Brink today, bro. Brink, bro.
Puffin
Suds.
Oh my god, dude, I still want a Puffin Suds shirt. God. That's insane.
Oh man, that is hilarious.
Skate better, bro. My life motto.
Skate better. Skate better. See, the blurb is
Katie,
back now.
Katie!
Nunya.
Skate better.
Nunya.
Oh my god. Fucking.
Was iconic, bro.
Yeah.
Nunya.
Nunya.
And she was just like, Nunya?
And he's like, your business. Exactly. Or some shit.
And he just walks away. It's actually at quite a heavy part in the movie, and it just says, Nunya. And she's like, Nunya. It's like, none your business. And then just walks away.
Right? Andy goes through, like, super, like, kid depression, and it's just amazing the way he comes out of it.
How old are they supposed to be in that movie?
Yo. Middle school. Or are they high schoolers?
They better be high school age. Or if they're middle school, I'm scared.
Everything's junior high.
Right? Technically, though, see, we didn't have junior high here. We had elementary.
Is junior high ninth grade?
I don't know. We had primary.
Or a junior in high school.
Elementary, middle, and high school. We never had junior high. I don't know what is, like, junior high technically 8th and 9th grade? I always wondered this. Like, when are you in junior high? Or is it 7th and 8th grade? Because 6th, 7th, and 8th grade was middle school for us.
Yeah.
And high school was 9, 10, 11, 12. So, I don't know.
Weird times, not knowing anything.
I don't know. So, yeah.
This is cute. Chicka chicka. Or motocross, you know.
Moto fucking cross.
The vibes.
Yes. Absolute vibes.
Being stuck at home is just making me nostalgic for dumb shit.
You know.
It's cool.
Bro, we could probably stream a lot of that stuff.
Absolutely.
A lot of it. So this is very like, what's
the whole
rock?
Primary school thing.
Primary school.
Primary
is
school
for children.
Well, for primary school here, technically it was kindergarten, first and second grade, and then we went into elementary school for third, fourth, and fifth grade.
And then you go middle school, 6, 7, 8.
Right, but I think technically elementary can still be kindergarten through fifth grade. We just had primary.
Well, isn't that how it was? Like we were watching.
It used
something,
to be that way.
Like. Over in Korea, because they were like baby kids.
They start
with
going to
up
school
kids.
At like 4 years old. I don't even know. It's scary
That's
over
scary.
There because they're so like educational based. Kids are next level.
Held
to a next level. Okay, I am not going to be able to pronounce this because it is in Japanese.
Sick.
But this is Ko Shibasaki. It actually says the phonetic pronunciation.
That's cool.
Or romanized. It's that. Ue. Ue o mue te ao something.
Cute. What the fuck? The fact that...
The rest of the... Okay. Okay.
Okay.
This is... Bro, you can't say that to me right now. He just whispered something incredibly sensitive into my ear.
Should I just put the mic down?
No! Well, everyone may know it now. No, anyways.
Nobody knows.
Because the song is in sensitive. Japanese.
Sensitive.
On everything else. I had to go and like match up Japanese characters. It was a lot of fun.
Bro, you found it.
Oh, it's your song? Some of the, like, the rest of the record sounded awesome. Like, I've never heard of this artist
This is,
before.
Like, Japanese words to, like, Hawaiian music, it feels, you know?
Well, I think a lot of Japanese, like, a lot of that kind of, like, Southeast Asian culture was very much Polynesian culture carried to Hawaii. So, like,
I
this
like
kind
it.
Of...
Dude, the other day I listened to an hour-long like Japanese indie rock music that you must listen to playlist on YouTube, and I was like, this is very different to hear outside of Korean language, but I thought it was sick as shit.
Right,
lots
we're so
of
used
girl
to.
Like indie nice. Rock bands, so I was just like, and I hate even saying girl, but
whatever,
you know, it was tight just hearing like Japanese girls screaming, like yelling I was just like, absolutely
for it.
Yell in my face. I will support you.
Yell in my face. So yeah, as we're winding down here, this is the last song in the playlist.
I'm asleep right now. I'm
dude,
actually not I'm awake.
I'm actually asleep right now.
It's fucking 9 o'clock, dude.
Oh shit, okay, we need to go. You've got a video to upload.
I'm tapped out.
A new History of HYH is going up.
Yo, everybody
it'll already
better
be up when you hear
it,
this.
Because I spent a long time editing it to make it funny.
It's, excuse me, very funny.
You know.
And yeah, this will go up on Sunday, which you're listening to right now. But
happy
for those
Sunday.
Who are watching,
happy
Easter.
Easter.
you know. Just spend some quality time chilling. You know, don't worry about everything. Take a day and not worry about everything.
Yeah, rest on this Sunday.
Let your brain rest. Like, just
Sunday.
Relax. Watch, like, Willy Wonka or
Mary
Poppins or Easter Parade. That's what I'm going to do. And, yeah, just enjoy the day.
Bear.
Listen to this podcast as
yep.
well. And, yeah, we'll be making more playlists. Soft Boy comes out this Friday when you hear this. This Friday.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Happy
holy shit.
Birthday, Soft Boy.
It's going to be crazy. So, yeah, guys, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah, and have a great week. Be safe. Stay inside. Wash your hands. Only go out for food if you need to. And, chat
bye
with your friends online. Bye,
yep.
guys.
Have viral dates.
Viral dates.
Love
you.
See
you laters, alligators.
You're fucking great.
You're great.
Keep shining.
Hell yes.
Like the light from the sun.
Wow.